ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 33 of the Possible Oscar Posker Cast.
Turn it up. Nathan, I'm talking to Nathan.
What? Turn it up. Turn up. No, turn up the podcast.
Yeah. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Just dialing in the sound, folks. Don't mind us.
Sounds nice.
We're going to pop that up a little bit. Yeah, all right. Hey. So what's new with you guys?
Well, I went to cons.
With me. I forgot to do the introductions. I'm Jared. With me, as always, is Jeff.
Hi.
John.
And Garth.
Nathan.
Yo.
Garth. He's out sick today.
Oh, shit.
And PSS 190 is on vacation.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, bye.
He's getting a battery bath.
Oh, he needs to recharge. He's had a hard time.
Oh, God.
I know.
Hard life. So, John, you said you were talking about something.
No, I just said where I ate tonight.
You ate? Where'd you go eating?
I went to Khan's Mongolian Awesomeness.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I had a Sapporo. And I'm tooting from the Sapporo, just so you know.
You know, I haven't noticed.
Are you sure it's a Sapporo or it's not the
Khan? I guess it could be the Khan, too. Yeah. I don't know.
They put some both. Garlic in.
Do you smell anything yet, Jeff?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
Now, Jeff, since you have moved to the Richfield.
Yes, I've joined the club.
Have you made a pilgrimage to Khan's yet?
We actually went before we moved out here.
That doesn't count.
Up here.
Now that you moved here, have you made a pilgrimage?
We have not pilgrimified.
How could you not? It's so close.
Pilgrimist.
Have you sampled any Asian cuisine in the area?
Like the young boy across the street.
Ah, I knew that was coming. That's what I said.
Cream of some young guy.
Wow. I didn't realize I had set up such a avalanche of jokes there.
We did the P.F. Chang's. I don't know if that's
that doesn't count.
That's like any diner, right?
Talking like local stuff.
That's tasty stuff.
No, I had some Lian Chins the other day.
No, what did I?
Because all my favorite local things are closing. Because Junbo shut
Junbo.
Down.
I saw that.
Yeah. Well, they weren't long for this world anyway. They got shot down because of a liquor license dispute and in too much trouble there in the after hours. But Menards had purchased that lot like last year, and it was only a matter of time.
That building. That was Chi-Chi's, right?
Yeah, it was Chi-Chi's, yep.
And then it was something else, and then something else, and then... what is it now?
Junbo is what it says currently, but they're closed.
That's one of those restaurant buildings that always is like cursed, where a restaurant keeps moving in and they get...
Well, if the Richfield City Council approves Menards' building plan, it will become a parking lot. They're going to completely level that Menards and rebuild it. So
they should put a big boy back there.
Yeah!
That'd be awesome.
They should.
Bring the big boy back.
All right, well, so, yeah, you're no help in the Chinese food front. I'm trying to find a new destination to go to because Junbo's closed. My Hong Kong restaurant in Bloomington appears to be closed.
Have you had the Big Bowl?
Big Bowl is good.
Not even close, though.
It's Edina.
It's not close. I'm talking like where I can go on a whim. There's Eddie Chang's, but I've been underwhelmed with Eddie Chang's. I'm just going to say that. Sorry, Eddie. I don't know if you're a listener. But I'm not a huge fan of your restaurant. It'll do in a pinch, but
you know what I would drive to? Fuck you.
You know, fuck. Screw whims, but Village Walk over by the U of M campus is worth the trek.
You know what else? It's Leo's over on the east side of St. Paul, Earl Street. You might get shivved, but it's tasty shit.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I went up to Walker, and there was a great restaurant in Walker.
You ever been to Houston?
Thanks for tuning into the Asian Fine Dining Hour, where we discuss all of the local cuisine.
The delicious dish.
And now, pea pods.
Anything else new, Nathan? What's going on with you?
I'm officially unemployed.
Oh, it sucks.
No, it's actually cool.
It is cool.
I'm still on the payroll for another week.
Yeah.
There was a huge mistake, and part of it was mine. For working for the company. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, and so they were like, you can just leave early, and we're going to keep on paying you as if you were here the next 2 weeks and the rest of the day. Awesome. So I went to the bar and had a shot of Yegg at like 11 in the afternoon.
Best
11 in the morning.
Job ever.
Yes.
11 in the morning. Shot of Yegg and a whiskey Coke.
Nice.
Cool. By 11:30. I was like,
I want to be
Is that now, does that count as your severance package, or do you have a severance package still
I
coming?
Also have a severance package. I would have had to work for another week in order to get all my PTO paid out. I still would have gotten a severance package, but now I just, because of a screw up, I basically get 2 weeks off paid.
Nice.
And all my PTO and the severance package.
Super cool. You, man.
So, not bad.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I guess what we're saying is buy lots of our albums so we can help Nathan out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I need to become a professional musician so I don't have to do the whole interview thing ever again.
Are you,
one
you,
quarter of possible Oscars
now?
Are
you starting to look for work yet, or are you just kind of taking it easy for a while?
I am looking for work, but I am not. I haven't been because of personal stuff that came up. I have another funeral to go to on Tuesday.
Oh, God, man.
So it's just been kind of one thing after another. I haven't had a lot of time to do it.
Sometimes it's weird how things work out where you suddenly, like, oh, I'm going to have some time off, and then all these things happen to fill it up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I guess I don't have time off.
Yeah, and then there's Renaissance Festivals one more weekend. And if there was any question that this wasn't my life, I broke my side view mirror, driver's side view mirror last night. I was like, oh, that's going to be expensive.
How did you pull that off?
Huh?
How'd you pull that off with his hands?
while backing out of my garage because I have to pull all the way over to the side.
Oh, yeah. If you're familiar with the property, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
I caught the garage. I thought I was going to clear it. I was like, I'm good. And then I
crunched.
I've done it before and it didn't do any damage. Yeah. This time I caught it just right and it just snapped right off.
Do you have one of those ones that will, like, kind of like a breakaway one that'll fold up on itself? No. So I had one in my passenger side. I pulled into a parking lot at a mall once. And there was some dude, some suit and tie and a SUV next to me talking on his phone, mm-hmm. being all whack. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching him. I'm like, he is going to get out and not pay attention to the swing of his door, and he's going to hit me. I just sat there and waited. And sure enough, exactly what he did. He got off the phone, got out,
bonk,
hit my mirror. Now, thankfully, my mirrors, when you put enough pressure on it, they'll fold in, and then didn't do any damage. But I'm just like, dude. Pay attention next time.
Yeah, my bad.
That's a lot to ask. Yeah,
Jeff.
People.
Your giant Hummer.
Wait a minute.
Yaris.
Your giant Yaris.
That's what all the
show name,
say.
Giant Yaris.
Right. Well, I think we're all caught up. The official news we wanted to talk about is we have shows coming up in November. What we've been talking about already is our WindyCon appearance.
Yep.
We've finalized what our lineup will be, and it will be much the same as it was at PenguinCon. Nathan and I will be representing the possible Oscar at WindyCon in Chicago, November 11th through 13th. I think that's the date.
Something right.
So you guys have two shows in 1 month?
Yeah.
In like 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Suckers. That's fine. I'd rather be, preparing for more than preparing for none.
Sweet.
And so that, I guess, is a bit of a foreshadowing. We had a summer show booked, but through a series of scheduling issues, we couldn't make it happen.
Someone's like 20-year anniversary.
Well, there
reunion.
Was that, and then the following weekend we're going to do it, but then Adam couldn't do it for another reason, so it just didn't work out. That show has finally been rescheduled for Friday, November 18th. Club Underground.
Mark your calendars.
So that is Club Underground, Minneapolis. Look it up. It'll be on our website, too. We are performing there. Also on the bill is Thos Quanta, a local electronic music outfit. And another band that I just learned about and I am going to do some checking out of, and is Mommy Says No. I believe they are a punk band of some sort.
Uh-huh. Mommy Says No.
Yep.
There you go.
Three bands on the bill. There will be DJ music sets in between as the bands set up and tear down, I believe. Oh. So,
I'm assuming we're first, but that could change.
Yeah, there's a good shot that we're first, but still details to be confirmed. Cover charge is $5. I don't know if I mentioned that. $5. Reasonable price, 21 plus. Sorry, kiddos. We rock for the drinky crowd.
To drinky poos
on this particular evening. So there, if you are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area or are going to be there that weekend or feel like making a trip, come on down, Club Underground, Northeast Minneapolis, $5.
We will be there.
Friday, November 18th, 9 p.m. There will be Nerd Rock in the house.
Yeah. We need PSS 190. He's just, we're suffering here.
Probably not tonight.
He's the glue.
I don't have anything else to talk about. Do you guys?
No.
I'm inundated with fall TV. That's my big complaint.
I'm hungry.
With fall TV what?
Fall TV. Oh, you guys, I watch more TV than you guys.
I got Big Bang Season 4 on Big Bang
Theory.
You're
living in the past, man. I'm watching new shows. Brand new episodes coming down the pipe every day.
TV.
That's true.
hooked up.
Jeff, are you a big TV guy? Do you watch TV? Do you have a few shows?
The How I Met Your Mother, Kay. Modern Family, okay. Dexter.
Okay. I agree with all those choices so far. I'm also watching Dexter Season 5, by the way.
Ah, yes. I forget all about that, that was for some reason.
Post-Season 4.
I don't know what else. True Blood. I'm only three episodes in, so
He's dealing with the aftermath of Rita.
This old house, Season 12. Yes.
Yes. Weren't you going to try True Blood?
I don't know. I hear it's good, but I'm not sure if I'm down.
Really not.
There's nudity.
It's awful.
You can see nudity everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, softcore porn is better acted than True Blood.
That may be true.
But it's vampires. I'm not a big vampires.
There is softcore porn with vampires that is better acted.
There's also werewolves and werepanthers
and fairies.
Werepanthers? Now I'm
animal.
Sign me up.
There's a werepig.
There is, yes.
There's a werepig? What?
I'm a were douche.
Is there a were centipede?
Oh, gross.
No, there's a were.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Why don't they make a killer movie of, killer animal movie of centipedes?
That's everyone's
biggest fear, is house centipedes.
They are kind of gruesome.
Silverfish.
How would they get tiger stripe? I don't like that.
I had a dream
where
my grandparents' basement, my grandpa had a giant, centipede skin hung on the wall. He's like, "Yeah, I killed this centipede. It was 2 feet tall."
Thank you for naming the episode, by the way.
And it was terrifying. But so yeah, I hate
centipede skin.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you skin a centipede? How did it get this big? But it had that tiger, that weird. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I hear you. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to wrap this episode up. I hate centipedes.
We're in a basement. Oh, I don't like this.
It's gross. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
John, look out behind you.
Check out the website, PossibleOscar.com.
It's a monkey.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
It's a macaque.
We're around the moon with the space program. I'll have us, damn it. That's all I got.
With Facebook.
Check us out next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go to hell.
This is The Fump.
But vodka, you're my wingman. If anyone can hook me up, you can. You gotta help me, vodka, help me get her out of the bar.
Bar. Crayola, Crayola's all that I know. The color's delicious, making a rainbow. Crayola, I love you so.
Said, girl, if you're wondering if I'm stalking you,
I'm stalking you,
I'm stalking you.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com. Soink.